I mean, if we go one flow, it's like 3 minutes or something.
Yep, anytime you're ready.
Hi, I'm Mark. You're Mr. Cazalet,
that's
are
right,
you?
Mr. Cazalet.
Yeah, nice
Hi,
to meet
nice
you.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah. I'm here for the informational interview.
Yes, I remember, yeah.
Right, good, okay. Can I come in?
Absolutely,
okay?
Come on in.
Okay, thanks. So I hope you got the questions that I
Oh yes, I got a chance to look at them earlier, and yeah.
Great, good, okay. So I really appreciate you giving me your time. And I realize you're a really busy man, so I will try and take as little of your time as possible.
Oh, that's okay.
But I really appreciate you giving me your time. So maybe just to tell you a little bit about why I want to do this informational interview, I'm from Switzerland, and I've immigrated to Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And in Switzerland, I worked in computers and in animation.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm wanting to get back into that field here, and I'm just trying to find out about the differences between Canada and Switzerland,
mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
you know what it would be like to work here. So
mm-hmm.
it's really great to come to your company
and
find out about it. So the first question that I wanted to know about was, in Canada, what kinds of education and experience are valued in this
Well, field? In our company, we hire mainly people who have at least a bachelor's degree in engineering, in computer engineering, software engineering, or computer science. They could also have higher degrees, like a master's degree, PhD, but at the minimum, you need at least a bachelor's degree. And as far as experience, you know, we always value experience. It's always great. But even if you don't have any experience, you know, we can always do on-the-job training. In fact, a lot of the software we produce are very specialized, and they're not necessarily things that you would learn, you know, in school. So
okay.
on-the-job training, even for people who have experience, they still have to learn on the spot. Like
right. Okay, I hope you don't mind, I'm just taking notes here.
Absolutely, go ahead.
And so I just want to make sure I got that right. So you said a BA was like a minimum?
Yes,
minimum?
At least. You know,
right.
At least.
And then experience sounds like it's not key. It'd be good,
no,
but
it's
not
great,
key.
But it's not essential.
Okay.
It's not something, it's not the major thing we look at.
Mm. Great. Okay, well that's good to hear. And in the industry in Canada, in computer animation in Canada, what skills and abilities are particularly sought after when you're hiring somebody?
Well, because a lot of the softwares we create are very complicated and complex
right.
softwares, you have to be willing to work in a team. You know, it's not
okay.
just an individual who writes the software. It's a large team
okay.
who will do a lot of the components, right?
Right.
And so this is something that we value. We need people who have social skills and are willing to interact with others.
Okay.
Right?
Okay, so teamwork's really important.
Yes.
And
yes.
is there some particular aspect of teamwork that you're really looking for?
Well, you need someone who's willing. Not only are you willing to work in a team, but you need to be open-minded as well. You need to be someone who's willing to change your mind if other people bring have new ideas or.
Okay, sorry, you said I open-minded.
Yeah, you need
yeah,
someone.
I don't know
who,
that term.
Well, you need to be someone who's ready to perhaps change your mind. Right?
Okay,
change
so that's what open-minded means, willing to change
yeah,
your mind,
yeah.
your ideas. Okay,
yeah.
thank you. Yeah, I didn't know that word.
That's
good
yeah.
to know. So this company, it's called ImageSoft,
that's
right?
That's right, that's right.
Right, and I don't know a lot about the company. What exactly it do?
Well, some of the big things we've done recently, we were part of we had a contract with big companies in the movie industry. You
in
know,
movies?
We were,
oh,
yeah,
great.
Absolutely. We developed software for movies. Perhaps you've seen movies such as Jurassic Park.
Or
The Matrix, you
wow.
know, movies like that. We were part of the software development at our company. Were
Did
used.
You get to work on those?
Well, myself, mainly our company. You know,
wow.
our company, some of the engineers and programmers in our company developed softwares, you know, that were used for special effects in those movies.
Fantastic.
And other less known movies as well. You know, but
that must have been fun.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah,
you know, this
a
is
lot of fun. Wow, that's great. So working for ImageSoft, what are some of their rewards and challenges?
Well, as you see, I mean, one of the big reward is when you see you work on a project, you
right.
work a lot on a project, and you see the final project, you have the
yeah.
final product, and this is always rewarding, right?
No
like,
kidding.
As far as challenges, I have to admit, sometimes we have to deal with deadlines, you know, quite often at the
right.
end of a project. So you have to be willing, perhaps in some cases, to work as much as 60 hours a week, you know, at
wow.
the end, because
okay.
you know, like those companies, they have to. They have deadlines, right?
Right.
So you have to right? You have to be willing to do that occasionally, right?
Right. Do you ever have problems? I know that in Switzerland we have problems Sometimes with some of the clients too. Is that well, a challenge?
I can tell you a story. There was once, you know, that we worked on a huge project that we developed. We spent maybe hundreds of hours, right? And at the end, the client said, "Nope, that's not what I want. So just throw that away." And you know, so you have this kind of situation happens, and you have to. Right. But in that specific instance, you know, we were able to recycle part of what we developed. Perfect. So it's not like
it's not lost.
It's not lost completely, you know. Yeah. But still, you know, it could be frustrating, you know, for a lot of the people who put all these hours.
Yeah, we had some similar things happen too.
Yeah, I know these things occasionally happen.
Yeah, that's hard. That's right. Yeah. Yeah. But I guess that's true. That's the industry, right?
I guess
that's
so, right?
Yeah. So I hope you don't mind me asking about salary, like. What kind of salary range can I expect working in this industry in BC?
Well, I guess in our company, you know, there's a wide range of salaries. It can go, it's, I guess, at the bottom line, you can start around $60,000 a year, but it can go as high as perhaps $200,000, as you see, like depending on your experience or your seniority or...
Great. Right, okay, salary. So 60,000 to how to high?
200,000.
200,000, okay. Yeah. Okay, right. Thank you. Okay, interesting. So in Switzerland, the industry seems to be changing pretty quickly. What industry trends do you see in BC and Canada?
Well, what I've seen in our industry, a trend that I've seen in the recent years is there's a lot of collaboration between countries. You know, some of the softwares, you know, that we develop, maybe some components will be programmed, you know, in another country, or we have to work it. We have to collaborate with people, in some instances we collaborated with other companies located in different countries. So this kind of thing. And I can see that trend in the future continuing.
You think that will increase?
Well, that's my feeling. Right? Yeah, there will be more and more of that.
Okay, I that may have been happening in Switzerland. I didn't ever work on a team, an international team. What do you think the implications are, like as a worker on a team where there's people from different countries around the world?
Well, there's obviously like different time zones, you know, people will time worry issues, people yeah. time zones or different cultures and languages. You know, there were instances where people, you know, were not even speaking a common language,
and
but the thing is the code they write is universal, right. But there was communication issues, right, or even different companies might have different philosophy, right? Different way of doing things.
The company would have different what?
Different philosophy.
Philosophy. Sorry, I don't
know.
Yeah,
as I said, like different philosophy, or you could say different ways of doing things, or different ways of approaching problems, or ways of, right?
So that's what philosophy means.
Yeah, in this context, right?
Okay, thank you. Okay, well, I've used up quite a bit of your time, and I can see that you're. Telephone light is flashing, so I won't take any more of your time, but thank you very, very much.
Yeah, it was really nice meeting you.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah, there was a reasonable